Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. It's part of an offensive to drive the Islamic State out of the city. Meanwhile, the spokesman for the Combined Joint Task Force, Colonel John Dorian, spoke to reporters Tuesday and said the Islamic State militants, also known as Daesh, who choose to stand and fight, face a certain death.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul, and the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Iraqi officials say IS fighters had erected concrete barriers throughout Mosul to try to stop the advance of Iraqi soldiers. Hundreds of rescuers were struggling Tuesday to find 15 coal miners still trapped a day after a gas explosion killed 18 of their colleagues in western China. The blast ripped through the privately owned Jinshangu mine in the sprawling Chongqing region. Just two miners are confirmed to have survived that blast. With 1 week to go until Election Day, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are going traveling in battleground states Tuesday. Trump was scheduled to speak in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin as Clinton was hopscotching across a must-win Florida. The U.S. presidential election will be held on Tuesday, November 8th, as the American people choose a new president. VOA's live election coverage will begin at 22 hours Universal Time, and you can follow along at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The largest